Throughout our new neighbor series on the ways in which communities are shifting here in the Valley, we've taken a look at many of the areas that have changed most in the years since the recession hit. And most of those are in the Central Phoenix Corridor, where rising property values and rental prices are most concentrated, and they're changing the face of their surrounding neighborhoods. But with all of the focus on urbanization and centralization, we wondered what's going on everywhere else in the so-called suburbs. I took a look at two of the communities outside of the central city that have seen the most change.
We're walking south on McDonald, just south of Main Street.
If you want to know what's happening in downtown Mesa these days,
this is my favorite little street.
Take a walk with David Crummy. He manages real estate development for a local community land trust, and he's a dedicated member of the downtown Mesa community.
We've had a lot of investment, both in new businesses and in older business.
And I mean dedicated. This guy knows just about everything.
So there's also now a new comedy place that's exciting that just opened a few weeks ago. And then right here is one of the top 10 recording studios in the country. And then right across the street is downtown Mesa's very first dorm.
And everybody.
How you doing? Doing all right? You guys ready for the show tonight?
And in the last few years, he's been part of the community-driven efforts to grow Mesa's downtown.
So it looks like we're setting up for an event down here?
Yeah, so downtown Mesa's probably going to see 5,000 to 10,000 people tonight come through.
And did that happen 5-10 years ago?
5 years ago, maybe. 10 years ago, no.
Those efforts seem to have worked. Downtown Mesa is growing. According to our analysis with the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting, since the bottom of the home value slump in 2011, downtown Mesa has seen rental prices go up more than 20%. And during the same time, home sales here have gone up nearly 1.5 times over. Another area that's seeing prices go up in the valley is the sprawling West Phoenix community of Maryville. If you want to know something about this part of town, there's one place to go.
Popo's is a Maryville staple. If you don't know about Popo's, you don't know about Maryville.
And one guy to talk to.
This is actually Mr. Maryville.
Dwight Amory. He's the president of the Maryville Revitalization Corporation, and he's lived in this part of town since the early 1980s.
At that time, our two sons were very little, and you could get more house for your money out here, so that's where we bought. 35 years later, we're still in the same house.
But 35 years later, you might not be able to get the same deal. Like downtown Mesa, Maryville has seen a widespread increase in home values in recent years, according to our analysis. While it was also one of the parts of town hit hardest during the recession, in some areas here, home prices nearly tripled between 2011 and 2016.
It's a lot of first-time home buyers, and most of the time that's young families.
These are two very different neighborhoods on opposite sides of this sprawling region we call the Valley of the Sun. But like many areas outside of city centers across the country, they are both in the throes of change.
This is a reshuffling of population. It is not necessarily a good to bad, bad to good situation. It is a reshuffling, reordering of how we live.
Megan Ellens is a professor of urban planning at Arizona State University. She took a look at our data and says there are a few major trends happening in the suburbs here in the valley. The first of which has to do with the fact that many of them, like Mesa, are way too big to be considered suburbs.
You know, Mesa is a city of almost 500,000 people. We are a big city, but we refuse to acknowledge that we are.
So I think when you look at a place like Phoenix, like the Valley, where you have a large urban center, center city in Phoenix, but you do have all these other cities in their own right that are as big as other cities in other parts of the country. So the dynamic is different there.
Centralization isn't just happening in downtown Phoenix right now. We're seeing smaller urban centers popping up all over the valley, from downtown Gilbert and Chandler to Glendale and Peoria, and of course, Mesa.
It's creating its own urban center in its own right, not as a comparison to Phoenix or as a complement, but its own urban center.
Outside of those booming city centers, though, it's a different story.
We are seeing increases in poverty.
In fact, she says nationally, we saw a 66% increase in suburban poverty in recent years. And that represents a flip in the way our cities are traditionally structured.
We're now seeing a more European model where the center city is the place to be.
That means more affluent white populations that moved out to the suburbs in the 1950s and 60s are moving back to city centers. And in places like Maryville, we're seeing housing prices go up at the same time that poverty rates are going up and demographics there are changing.
I mean, you absolutely are seeing immigrant populations going directly into the Maryville neighborhood.
In fact, Maryvale is now 75% Hispanic, a massive shift since it was founded as the first master-planned community in the state in the 1950s. But to Amory, the shifting demographics haven't changed the community's core.
It's no dimmer. I mean, it's still hardworking people, same as the community's always been. It's just people working hard, they're not wealthy, and they just want better for their kids than they had.
So as city centers become more expensive and poverty increases in the suburbs, are people getting pushed out?
Well, that's sort of the big next question.
To Crummy, maintaining diversity and affordable housing in downtown Mesa is a priority, but it's also a challenge.
I started looking at rental prices and housing prices, and in that time frame, I started to realize that like prices were actually going up, or the housing market, like houses were on the market and then gone, and then on the market and then gone.
Johanna Richards got involved in the community in downtown Mesa a few years ago when she realized there was actually a lot going on there.
Like, hey, Mesa has a history. It's not just kind of the secondhand Tempe or the place that you live if you can't afford to live in Tempe, but it actually has like an identity.
But even though she's become one of the people there who is working to shape downtown Mesa's future, right now she can't afford to live there.
I'm wondering, by the time that I have the money for that, am I still going to be able to afford to live like in this area? And that's a pretty big question.
But according to Ellens, what's happening in our city centers is not necessarily displacement, where the forces of gentrification push minority and lower income folks out of their longtime homes.
We didn't have that in Phoenix because we didn't have as much housing down there to begin with.
But she says that doesn't mean it's not problematic.
The other real struggle is, as you have higher levels of immigration and particularly higher levels of poverty in these suburban areas, you have to try and figure out how do we connect people to jobs.
But she also thinks all of this reshuffling, as she calls it, is a chance to improve urban life in our emerging downtowns and in our suburbs.
I see this as a huge opportunity to sort of bring these new urbanism building blocks beyond downtown Phoenix and take them and move them into all these other communities. It's a great opportunity because we have the momentum.
Lauren Gilger, KJZZ News.